enjoyed the conference immensely. Every message has been a blessing. The Lord spoke to me yesterday during Brother Hilly's message. What Brother Hilly was saying was, when the service is over, it shouldn't be over.
Yeah.
And that's so true. In how many church services I've sat in my life, and when the service ended, it ended.
Yeah.
I hope that's not the case.
Amen.
In these services. We'll be in Genesis 22. However, we want to begin by calling your attention, Genesis 12, verse 1. We hear God say, "I will," there in the latter part of the verse. In verse 3, you see the same thing. "I will." For time's sake, we'll not turn to each one. But if you were to go to chapter 13, verse 16, verse 17, you would read those words again. God saying, "I will." If you were to go to Genesis 17, verse 2, verse 6, verse 7, verse 8, verse 16, verse 19, you would hear God again say, "I will."
Amen.
So Abraham, under a wide variety of circumstances, heard God say over and over and over, "I will. I will." And Abraham witnessed, and he personally experienced God doing what he said he would do. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
When we witness God doing what he said he would do.
Amen.
And through the varied experiences of Abraham's life, I believe he is being taught God is God, and God is bigger than all.
Amen.
And that God not only has a plan, but God works that plan in His sovereignty. Through the varied experiences of Abraham's life, he is being taught God can.
Yeah.
Even in the so-called impossible situations, God can.
Amen.
Throughout his life, he witnesses the faithfulness of God.
Yeah.
That brings us to Genesis 22. We'll read the first 8 verses. "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt or test Abraham, and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, saddled his ass, took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day," they've been journeying 3 days, "Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. He said, "Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" And Abraham said, notice, "My son, God will."
Amen.
God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went, both of them, together.
Amen.
This is probably the best known episode of Abraham's life. Without a doubt, the greatest trial in his life. I believe what we read here is the climax of what began back in chapter 12 when Abraham was 75 years old. Well over 25 years have passed since Genesis chapter 12. And what is recorded here is an amazing illustration of the character and the providence of God. We all know that it is a beautiful type of God the Father's willingness to give His Son, Jesus Christ. It is also a beautiful type of Christ's willingness to be offered up. It's also an illustration of personal surrender and obedience to God, and perseverance in the will of God, and ultimate victory in God. It's an amazing account of faith. It's an amazing account about God's faithfulness and His love and His care for His people. It's an amazing account of perseverance in the will of God. The writer of Hebrews refers to what is recorded here in Genesis 22, and he wrote in Hebrews 11:17, "By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac." Again, Abraham's journey of faith began in Genesis chapter 12. And reading from that point to Genesis 22, we see that it had been a tedious, trying, difficult journey. It's been a journey of many obstacles. So it is with our lives. A variety of personal struggles. So it is with our lives. And all through the journey, it was one trial after another. Sometimes Abraham failed. And sometimes he prevailed. It's a picture of our lives. But each trial, each difficulty, each obstacle, each struggle was for the purpose of strengthening Abraham. It's for the purpose of teaching Abraham, for preparing Abraham for what we read here in Genesis 22. Our main focus, there's so many places where you can place the emphasis here, but our main focus and emphasis for this message will come from verse 8, which is Abraham's response to his son Isaac's question, "Where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" And Abraham's response was, "God will." Abraham's heard that before. God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. And then our focus is, there's then, following that, there is a statement. So, God will. So, don't miss that little word. So they went, both of them together.
Amen.
That's our focus. God will. So, that's our subject. That little word, so, conveys the idea of thus, or for this reason, in consequence of. So it is, God will, thus they went. Yeah. It could read, God will, for this reason, they went.
Amen.
God will, in consequence of this, they went. My point is, the statement, so they went, has its basis in God will.
Amen.
God will. So their activity had its basis in what God would do. Their activity had its basis in God.
Amen.
God will provide himself a lamb. So they went.
Yeah.
Both of them together.
Right.
God will. So, I believe what we have here is a picture of triumphant living. What we have here is a rising above the natural. What we have here is vertical living rather than horizontal living. Most of God's people live their lives horizontally. That's not how we're to live life. We're to live life vertically with our eyes upon God. God will. So, our activity is to be based upon who God is. So let's look at the setting. Do I have until about 11:05? Thereabouts. The chapter opens with, and it came to pass, this is the 10th time from chapter 12 to this point, that we read those words, and it came to pass. It is a statement of God's providence. When I say God's providence, I mean simply God working his plan. This is the 12th time, and it came to pass. But notice what it says, and it came to pass after these things. Well, that's a statement of God not only working his plan, but God working his plan with precise order and timing.
Amen.
And it came to pass after.
Amen.
These things. The immediate context of that would be Genesis 21:34. The broader context would take us all the way back to chapter 12. But after Abraham had personally witnessed and experienced time and time again the faithfulness of God to his word, the ability of God to do the impossible, the unimaginable, the all-encompassing, all-sufficiency of God and the wondrous love of God for him, Abraham has learned this. My life is in the hand of God.
Amen.
God has a plan for my life, and God is working that plan, and Abraham has embraced that plan. We read, and it came to pass after these things, God did tempt or test Abraham. So Abraham is under a test by God. And this becomes the setting of Genesis 22. The test is unimaginable. God says to Abraham in verse 2, Abraham, I want you to take your miraculously born son, your supernaturally given son, your promised and loved son, and I want you to offer him as a burnt offering. I don't believe this is something that Abraham ever planned for.
No.
There are things that come into our life that we don't plan for.
Right.
And we don't ask for. And we would never choose. So it came suddenly and unexpectedly. It's not something that Abraham ever imagined. And with this sudden and unexpected and inconceivable, shocking turn of events in his life, his whole life was interrupted by this demand from God. Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, get thee to the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. What we have here is contrary to human reasoning. It makes no sense. God often calls us to do something that doesn't make sense to us. It's contrary to the natural affections of Abraham. But he's been God prepared for this hour. Take your miraculously born son, Abraham, your promised and loved son, and offer him as a burnt offering. Is it not a test of his reverence for God? It is a test of his faith in God. It is a test of his priorities. It is a test of his love for God. We need to put ourselves in Abraham's place. Because God does send and allow events and circumstances in our life. And God does demand upon our lives things that are saying or asking, what do you love the most? Me or what I give you?
Amen.
We need to think about that. What do we love the most? The gift or the giver?
Yeah.
Whom are you trusting? Came to pass after these things. A demand is now placed upon him. So let's look at Abraham's submissiveness and obedience to God. In verse 3, and Abraham rose up early in the morning. What a night that must have been. And Abraham rose up early in the morning. When he rose that morning, he did so affected and stirred by God. He didn't sleep in that morning. We are told that he prepared his mule for the journey. He cut the wood that was necessary for the burnt offering. Imagine what went through his mind. He gathered two of his servants and he gathered Isaac. Why? God said so. You need no other reason. You read verse 3 and you see Abraham. He's preparing, he's making arrangements, he's getting ready to leave where he was and go to the place where God had appointed. And everything he did that morning corresponded to what God said. Oh, that would be us.
Amen.
These things were not done mindlessly. There's no record of him hesitating. There's no record of him arguing with God or questioning God or murmuring against God. There's no record of him trying to avoid or escape what God was telling him. Abraham didn't know why God was telling him this. He did not know precisely where God was taking him. He did not know precisely what God was doing, but he knew God. And he knew that God does not make any mistakes.
Right.
And he knew the promise of God.
Yep.
And he knew that there was no circumstance where God would break his promise. He's been being taught this for the past 25 years.
Right.
And he knew that God was sufficient. And he knew that God was able. He knew that God loved him. He knew that God had his best interest in mind. So Abraham arose that morning and he stepped out with God. That's what you and I need to do every morning.
That's right.
Step out with God. You don't have to face the day alone. Step out with God. So he rises that morning with God. He prepared his mule that morning with God. He gathered his servants. He gathered his son with God. He cut the wood for the burnt offering. Everything he did was with God. Oh, how many times we live our lives apart from God. God had the attention of Abraham. He had his attention when he got up that morning. And Abraham was sensitive to God. He possessed a willingness. He possessed a readiness, a spirit of submission and desire to please God. And to further hear from God. He knew he'd hear more from God that day. What we see here is Abraham had taken his proper place before God. And we read that he went to the place of which God had told him. Oh, we need to see the picture. Then notice Abraham's faith in focus. And went to the place of which God had told him.
Right.
Verse 4, we learn that it took 3 days for Abraham to arrive at the place that God showed him. So there's Abraham. He's had many wonderful experiences with God. He's trusting God. And he's moving in the direction of God's will. Every day, we need to stop and we need to check and make sure that we are moving in the direction of God.
Yeah.
Move in the direction of God. You can't go wrong. So there's Abraham. For 3 days he's moving in the direction of God. During that 3 days, oh, what must have went through his mind, I can't imagine. He remained constant. He remained true. He remained devoted and steadfast and committed to God's will. Why? Because of what he believed. What did he believe? God will. God will. God will. Verse 6, Abraham is seen taking the wood and putting it upon the back of Isaac. Again, what must have gone through his mind. But through whatever thoughts went through his mind, there was this prevailing thought. God will. God will. He took the means of starting a fire. took his knife, and again the thoughts that must have gone through his mind. But with each thought, I believe there was this: God will.
Amen.
God will. And then we read verse 6, and they went both of them together. What a picture. Abraham and Isaac headed up that mountain. See them. Isaac, the wood upon his back. Abraham with the means of starting a fire in his hand and his knife. And all the thoughts that were going through Abraham's mind. But with each step he takes, there's this: God will. God will. God will. And there they are. Abraham and Isaac making this unexpected, incomprehensible journey. And then in verse 7, Isaac says, "My father." Dad. It's like him saying, "Dad." Think of the effect of those two simple words upon Abraham. Dad, my father. And then came this question: where's the lamb for the burnt offering? That's almost a heart-stopping question. And Abraham says, "My son." Think of the emotion in those two words under these circumstances. "My son." And then we hear Abraham say clearly and confidently what was so powerfully upon his mind and heart: God will.
Amen.
Provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. Oh, the faith, the assurance, the conviction. My son, God will. That tells us what was on Abraham's mind. God. He didn't go into a long explanation. He couldn't. All he knew was, God will. Like you and I, like Abraham, you and I need a faith that does not need an explanation. We need a faith that has no other options. Isaac didn't say, "Well, Dad, what if he doesn't?" Son, there's no other options. God will. That's the kind of faith we need, a faith that needs no other options. No what ifs. So we hear Abraham say, "God will." He's expressing, "My son, I'm placing my confidence in God." God will. Like Abraham, we need to be a people leaning upon God, cleaving to God, looking to God. God will. This is where Abraham began. God. That's where we need to begin. This is where Abraham's heart was. God. This is where our heart needs to be as well.
That's right.
This was his focus. This was his priority. We need to be a people focused upon God.
Amen.
We need to be a people. God is our priority. God is first. God's not merely an option when we run out of all other options.
Yeah.
He is our only option.
Amen.
So we hear Abraham say, God. My son, God. He knows that God is the Most High, the Almighty, the Sovereign, the Sustainer of all, the All-Sufficient, the Immutable One. And he knows that he is a God for every situation. Abraham's never been in this situation before. Never. He's never been in this circumstance before. You may find yourself in a situation you've never been in before. You may find yourself in a situation you never planned for. A lot of things we plan for in the back of our mind.
That's right.
You can't plan for this. You need God. God will.
Amen.
God will. And notice Abraham's enablement. God will. And that's when we cannot skip over this word so. So they went. In verse 6, we read, and they both of them went together. And they both of them went together. But here, so. They both went together. It is the consequence of God will. It is a consequence of his belief. It is a consequence of his conviction concerning God. God will. And each step up that mountain, that belief, God will, enabled them to put one foot in front of another.
Amen.
And there are times when it is a struggle to put one foot in front of the other and just to keep going. This will keep you going.
Amen.
God will.
Amen.
And that enables you to take that step and to keep climbing that mountain. God will. Abraham believed that. Isaac did too. He was persuaded. God will. My point this morning is step out with God. That's what he did in that morning he arose. Abraham stepped out with God. And he kept going. And how did he keep going? God will. Step out with God every day. And keep on. Keep on. Keep pressing on. Keep putting one foot in front of another. Keep going. Persevere. Embracing the faithfulness, the ability, and the love of God. That's what Abraham was embracing. And then in closing, notice what it says in verse 13. What all this led to. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. You rise with God, you step out with God, you walk with God through the day, you'll be amazed at what you behold.
That's right.
This is what leads to, behold,
that's right,
a ram caught in a thicket. And all the joy that flooded Abraham's heart when he saw God has provided a lamb.
Amen.
Follow God.
There's going to be struggles. There's going to be battles. There's going to be sorrows. There's going to be heartache. There's going to be trials. There's going to be all of these things. Follow God. Follow God. Keep on believing. God will. God will. And you will be amazed at what you behold.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Very good. Praise the Lord. Amen.